Phrasal verb, to put out. To put out means extinguir o apagar un fuego, uh-huh. cualquier cosa que tiene llamas.
Okay.
¿Vale? También se utiliza para velas. ¿Cómo decimos velas en inglés?
I can't remember.
Candles.
Candles, yes.
Claro, candles. Sorry. Okay. For example, los bomberos tardaron 5 horas en apagar el incendio.
It took the fireman 5 hours to put out the fire.
Good, pero estamos hablando de los bomberos en plural, no firemen, sino...
Firemen.
Firemen. Okay, it took the fireman 5 hours to put out the fire. Good. Utilizamos la manguera del jardín para apagar el fuego.
We used the garden hose.
Hose.
We used the garden hose to put the fire out.
We used the garden hose to put the fire out. Good. Utiliza el apagavelas para apagar las velas.
How do you say apagavelas?
We say a candle snuffer.
Candle snuffer.
Mm-hmm.
Use the candle snuffer to put the candles out.
Good. Use the candle snuffer to put the candles out. Por cierto, hay un verbo también to snuff out, que sí empleamos para apagar velas. You can snuff out the candles.
Okay.
Good. Okay, the last one. Nunca utilices agua para intentar apagar un incendio eléctrico. Esto es muy importante.
Puede ser muy peligroso.
Desde luego.
Never use water to try and put out an electrical fire.
Never use water to try and put out an electrical fire. Good. A very important lesson there.
Richard, but why do you say try and put?
To try and put, because it's really common for us to say to try and do something instead of, en lugar de, to try to do something. Okay?
Okay.
I'll try and come. Intentaré venir. I'll try and come. Huh?
Okay.
I'll try and remember. Intentaré recordarme. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's really common.
Vale.